Now, I'm not just saying this because you're here, but I really seriously adore Simbiti. I really do. I've done many gigs there, and what a place.
No, thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
A pleasure. Welcome to you, first of all. It should be ladies first, I suppose, really. But anyway, Chris McDaniel, welcome. You give us your title, in fact.
So I'm the new food and beverage manager, newly installed, as they say. two months young.
What happened to the last one?
I don't know. They wanted to get fresh blood.
Well, welcome. And also Kanya Makawani, who's events coordinator at Simbiti.
Yes, that's correct.
That's a big title, isn't it, really?
It is.
And a big job.
Big job. I feel sometimes I'm a little bit like, I can't believe you guys trusted me with this, but okay, cool.
You shouldn't have said that. You know, your boss is listening, and I think probably you're going to be fired after this. But anyway, that's...
You know, he loves me. I'm the favorite child.
All right, so listen, we haven't got too much time, but we want to know about Simbiti, and let's start with this. What makes Simbiti such a sought-after destination for hosting events on the North Coast? Because I think that's one of the reasons you're here, is to tell the world, in fact, because we are worldwide, about what Simbiti has to offer.
Yeah, thanks, David. Appreciate the opportunity to come and chat more about Simbiti. But essentially, Simbiti is not, you know, everyone knows it as one of the premier eco-estates in the country. I'm sure I can safely say that. But also, you know, we also world-renowned, you know, we've got a world-renowned golf course. We've got a brand new sports facility that hosts paddle, tennis, squash, bowls, just to name a few. We've got a new swimming pool as well, lap pool, where you can come do some training there.
Wow.
So that's really cool.
Is that open to the general public?
No, so most of it is for the residents itself.
Okay.
The squash is open for outside membership. We're just keeping it home at the moment. But further to that, obviously, we've got the renowned Fig Tree restaurant, which is really just your fine dining aspect. But
how good is that restaurant?
No, it's phenomenal.
Come on, seriously,
it's really incredible. I mean, we've got two of the best chefs, I think, in Natal at the moment, if not the country. We've got Chef Godfrey and Chef Louis that head up that team. Amazing service staff there. You know, we've also got the Drop Zone Bar that services the golfing guys. We can come have a nice cold beverage. You know, after playing a great year or two, after playing hopefully a better game of golf than I play.
I've got to get to the restaurant. I'm a terrible cook. I can burn a salad, so I would love
that's
to come
impossible.
Around. No, it's not. I'd love to come around and have a decent meal. Right. Now, believe it or not, we're fast approaching Christmas. I mean, I said that word, that swear word. I mean, this year has just disappeared before our very eyes. Now, year-end functions, what makes Simbiti the ideal choice for corporate celebrations? I mean, it's beautiful, number one.
I mean, I would say the fact that we don't have like a, this is what you have to do and this is what we offer. I think that what's cool about our team is that we're dedicated to making a package that suits your team. So we're not here being like we have a one size fits all. We're like, cool, come to us, tell us what you guys are wanting so that we can create like the awesome experience for you. I mean, we've hashtagged it the Simbiti experience, and I think it's true to who we are because we really believe that people are the commodity, and if you're making people happy, then, you know, it's
so you
great.
Sit down with the clients,
yeah,
and you don't say, this is what we're going to give you. You just discuss the thing.
We discuss the thing, and, you know, at the end of the day, I believe that, like, you know, people remember how you make them feel, and if we're not making people feel great, then what's the point of doing that?
Okay, now team building, right? A lot of people doing that. I don't particularly like it myself. Well, depending on what, you know, what's on offer.
We love team building here. That's fun.
All right, so tell us about team building. It's a big part of company culture now. And what do you offer for companies who are coming along for team building?
Yeah, so I think obviously, as you know, we've got the golf course, so you know we can host exceptional golf days with our golf team in conjunction with the food and beverage. As I mentioned as well, we can offer, you know, team building exercises, whether it be bowls or a paddle tournament or something to that alike. So there's quite a host of different, you know, sporting activities, as well as whether it be wine tastings, wine pairings.
I was going to say, you know, for the non-sporty people, the wine tasting sounds pretty good to me.
It sounds like a sign you're alien. So we really got an exceptional team on board in terms of from a wine knowledge point of view.
Yeah.
So that's what we're really also going to be one of the aspects of the business we're going to be pushing.
All right. Now, people are still getting married. And,
you say that like it's a bad thing, Dave.
Are you single?
I'm very much single.
Well, that's why you look so happy. But anyway,
weddings are beautiful.
I'm joking. That aside, weddings have become quite popular. What makes the estate such a unique wedding venue?
I think the fact that we just have views that most people don't have. Like, we recently hosted a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and we hosted it in our pavilion room. And bless, this husband was giving this most beautiful speech ever. And I think, like, we were all crying a little bit. But I think we were all crying at the fact that, like, we have one of the most beautiful views of, like, just the sunsets in Bolito. So I think the fact that, like, our venues are not like the regular venues that you'd find here.
Do you have a separate wedding event coordinator, or do you do this as well?
I do that too.
Wow, you do everything.
I do that too.
Okay. All right, let's talk food now. Yum, yum. How does the refreshed menu at the beautiful Fig Tree restaurant enhance the overall event experience? It is a brand new menu. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
So a lot of thoughts obviously went into the new menu. You know, we got a lot of input from outsiders, from, you know, our residents, and obviously from our chefing team. And I think it just ticks all the boxes, Adav. I think it's, you know, it's got everything that you want, from light meals to curries to seafood to pastas to, you know, your grills. So I think, like I said, it's got some unique aspects as what we've got Chef Godfrey's Kuku Bazaari, which is a unique Kenyan sort of curry that you'd find. So that's why I said there's something that's there for everyone. And also just we've really focused on the quality of the ingredients that we put into our meals as well. And I think that's one of the, you know, the true aspects of, you know, keeping consistency and also just pushing, you know, pushing the boundaries in terms of, you know, what we're putting onto people's plates as well.
Once again, is that open just to residents, or are the general public allowed to book?
Open
to the general public. So we definitely want everyone in Bolito to come and experience this in BT experience.
Sure. How are the views from the restaurant?
It overlooks the 18th hole of the green, so you can see the guys you know, coming in from their round of golf, and as Kanya mentioned, we've obviously got exceptional sunsets as well, so it really just, you know, hits everything.
Number one, nobody remembers who came second.
No.
Okay. So your golf course is classed as world class, am I right in saying that?
That's correct.
Okay. And again, I have to ask, are the general public allowed? Can you be a guest of a member?
It's open to everyone. So there's an app that you can actually go on, and you can see all the tee off times and see the availability, and you can book your spot online. You know, everything these days is driven via apps and
it is too.
Media and that type of thing. I don't know.
It's the future.
I'm technically very challenged as I get older. But anyway. All right, now, you've got a broad mix of clients, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
From business people to brides. So how do you go about with these people personalizing each event? Is it that you sit with them for a set length of time?
Yeah, you sit. My approach is always to sit with people and be like, cool, this is how much time like you need. Do you want to sit for an hour? However long you want to sit. Obviously, we're not sitting the whole day with people, but we'll sit and we'll go, cool, this is what we have set, but if this isn't your vibe, we can customize it to what you're wanting, and yeah, we'll just take it from there. Like I said, like, you know, people remember how you made them feel, and my job, I feel, as the events coordinator, is to go, if you feel safe with me, you're going to feel safe to have your event with us. So let's sit, let's have a conversation, and let's build this experience and this picture that you're having.
I feel safe with you. I would. All right, so family and friends of the bride and groom, can they stay over at Simbiti?
So that's not a facility we have at the moment, but there are places that are close enough where people can stay.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there any plans maybe for that in the future?
No, we'll have to ask the powers of that be on that one. I think it's above our pay grade.
Oh, sorry.
We're not going to go in the air and say anything.
No, you better not. I put you right on the spot there. I'm sorry about that. All right. So if people want to get hold of you both, what's the easiest way to do that? Is the website the place to go to get some contact details?
Yeah, so I think the website's got all the details on it, the contact numbers, the email addresses. You know, Kanya's obviously got, sits diligently in front of her laptop every day and fields all the questions. So yeah, I think we're very accessible in terms of that. And
Give us the address, please.
Okay, so it's www.simbiti.com.
Easy enough, isn't it, really?
Very easy.
Okay, lovely. I would love your job, by the way. I'm not after it, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not going to come and see your boss and try and take your job, believe me. But I think an events coordinator is a brilliant job.
Thank you.
No, I do. I do have a lot of events with my son, Danny.
Yeah.
And you know what I like? I like to put the event together, and on the day itself, kick back, relax with a glass of wine and watch it unfold.
Yeah.
And if there's problems on the day, you come up with a solution.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right? I cannot stand people who are stressors on the day, the organizers, because it spreads like a cancer.
It does. Yeah? It does. I think the one thing about my job that it's taught me is to be very calm in situations. Yeah. I used to be a stressor. Now I'm just like, everything's fine. Everything's going to be okay. And as long as...
Nobody died.
And as long as you put the fire out before they see it at the end of the tunnel, everything's great.
Okay. Anything else to add? Because you guys have been great.
No, thank you very
much. And you've had a longer interview than Bon Jovi did. I just thought I'd mention that.
I'd put us up there with him, I think. I think to everyone, all the listeners out there, come and see us, come and experience the SMBT experience, what we have to offer. The playground, the kids' playground is almost ready. It's in the process. So that's also another real feather in our cap to have. Okay. We're going to have a world-class play facility for kids from toddlers all the way through. So, yeah, really something for everyone.
So people can just pitch and talk to you guys and get a tour of the venue.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, brilliant. They can.
Lovely. That's great. Okay, we'll see you very, very soon, I hope.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you for joining me today.
Anytime.